नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
Kunti, a little known tribal district 30 kilometers away from Jharkhand's capital Ranchi, has become a flashpoint between the state's tribals and its police. Thousands of policemen and tribals have been locked in a standoff in Ghagra village in Kunti district since Tuesday night. The death of a tribal in a stampede-like situation on Wednesday after police tried to force entry into the village has further escalated tensions. Problems rose in the area last week when five tribal women working with an NGO were abducted by six men, taken to a nearby forest area and gang-raped. Police has since connected the gang-rapes to the ongoing seclusionist movement called Patthar Gadhi that has become a rage in the tribal belt in central India across Jharkhand and other states. In a major overhaul, the government has promised to restructure the University Grants Commission or UGC and replace it with a new Higher Education Commission of India. The move is expected to downsize the scope of the higher education regulator. The biggest example of this reduced scope would be that in the new avatar, it will no longer have the role of funding universities. The draft act proposes that the regulator only focus on setting, maintaining and improving academic standards in universities. The Jammu and Kashmir police on Wednesday identified the assailants who killed veteran journalist Shujaat Bukhari earlier this month. According to sources, two of the attackers are from South Kashmir, while another is a Pakistani national, and that escaped LET terrorist Naveed Jutt is one of the accused. Defending champion Germany crashed out of the World Cup on Wednesday after a stoppage-time war-assisted goal from Kim Yong-won and a late second by Song Hyun-min earned South Korea a famous 2-0 win. The latter is also out of the tournament after Sweden beat Mexico 3-0. Bharatiya Janata Party President Amit Shah on Wednesday said that Congress had disrespected Vande Mataram by using only a few stanzas to appease a section of the people during the freedom struggle. Addressing the Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay Memorial Lecture organized by Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Research Foundation in Kolkata, Shah said that it was due to this shameful act that our country was divided. Congress's Siddha Ramaiah started making noise about the coalition government with Janata Dal Secular in Karnataka right after it formed the cabinet 3 weeks ago. Many of his loyalist MLAs have been left out of the cabinet and he's understandably angry. With the upcoming 2019 elections, the onus of keeping the coalition together falls entirely on Congress Vice President Rahul Gandhi. But will the Gandhi sign be able to rein in the former Karnataka CM? Even before the report of a US government official warning the Indian government against buying oil from Iran died down, US Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley met Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday and reiterated that it was important for India to cut its dependence on Iranian oil. Haley, however, added that the United States would still allow India to use the Chabahar port as a corridor to Afghanistan. The Women and Child Development Ministry on Wednesday dismissed as clearly inaccurate a survey conducted by the Thomson Reuters Foundation that ranked India as the world's most dangerous country for women. DCW said that the report is based on perceptions of unknown persons. Even as the government debated the veracity of the Reuters survey, however, a Canadian national was allegedly raped by a man whom she met at a pub in South Delhi's Hoskas area. According to the police, the woman met the accused's and met and went to his place on his invitation, where he assaulted her. A case has been registered against the accused. Transgender activist Rudrani Chetri, who spearheads Mitra Trust in Delhi, opened the first Indian transgender modeling agency called Bold in 2005. From then, Chetri has come a long way from denied entry inside a mall to walking the ramp today. The Yogi Adityanath-led BJP government in Uttar Pradesh has decided to go for a rapid caste and economic census in a bid to provide welfare schemes to more people in the state ahead of the 2019 elections. A woman in her 30s has been offered a job in a house under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana after it was found that manual scavenging was continuing in Uttar Pradesh's Barabanki district despite a ban on the evil.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.